Is that on?
Okay, we are an Ayin Chesem at base. We are two lines in the bottom. We are dealing with Rav Chanina's halacha, who said that if a husband keeps quiet, but he had in mind to be made for the Nedarim, even though it's not Yain Shammai anymore, but since on Yain Shammai he had in mind to be made for the Nedarim, and the reason he wasn't made for, not that I don't think that plays a difference why he wasn't made for, he had in mind he was going to be made for, but he's not being made for, the Gemara said, because he wants to anger his wife. He wants to let her stew in her juice a little bit beforehand, meaning she should realize that he's not an automatic kafara. So then the halacha is, he can be made for Ephel Mikan by Dujamim. That was Reb Chanina's halacha. We tried to slug it up from a Mishnah. We got out of it. And now we are going to slug it up, try to slug it up again. And again, as I revealed yesterday, ultimately, we will slug it up from many sources. But at this point, it's still Reb Chanina's halacha that we're holding by.
I mean, if he doesn't say anything, it's too bad. Mine is not going to work.
Again, Afara has to have its distinct language. That's right. What we said. Mm-hmm. We did say also a few days ago that if you're made for Beliboy, and then there was three Pshatim in that Gemara. Okay, so that's going to come back to play today, but let's first start the Gemara. Maser Rav Chisda. Chaimer Behekim Behefer, Behefer Behekim. Hafara, Hakama has a Chumra over Hafara, and Hafara has a Chumra over Hakama. Even though there's a heckish in between the two, I want to Bavar and Rabbi Cohen's next question. Even though there's a heckish between the two, still there are differences. And in one way, Hakama is more strict, meaning works more than Hafara. In another way, Hafara works more than Hakama. Chaimer Behekim Behefer. What is the severity that Hakama has over Hafara? Zakti Gemara Shashtika Mekayemes, Ve'eshtika Mebatelus. Keeping quiet is a kiyum. It is not hafara. That's what it says. That's the chumra. You can be mekayim by keeping quiet. You cannot be mefer by keeping quiet. Then there's another one, or another extension of this. Kayim beliboy kayim. Hafer beliboy ain't a mufer. He was mekayim in his heart, it's mekuyim. But if he's mefer in his heart, it's not mufer. Now that point seems to contradict the Gemara before, that said that on Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai, and in the weekday, according to Beis Hillel, he can tell her, Tliva Achli, Tliva Shasi. And the Rush said three Pshatim over there. We're going to recount them. I'm going to go from 2 to 1 to 3. Second shot was that Hufer, he only works in his heart if he finishes his Baital and Tliva Achli. Without Tliva Achli, Afar Belay would not work. So according to that shot, this Gemara is perfect. Hafer Beliboy Eina Mufer. If you're Mefer in your heart and you don't say the word Tliva Achli, it doesn't work. So according to the Rush, first, second shot, this Gemara does not contradict the previous Gemara. The Gemara there was saying that Hafer Beliboy only works if you finish the Hafara by saying Tliva Achli. Not that Tliva Achli is just to let her know what you did, but Tliva Achli is part of the Hafara process, which was the second shot in the Rush over there. So according to the second shot in the Rush, this Gemara is perfect. Without Tliva Achli, in the heart is nothing. That is what the Gemara is saying. Kiyam Beliboy is a Kayim. Hafer Beliboy ain't a Mufer. Now the problem becomes in the first shot and in the third shot. So let's go to the first shot first. And that is, the first shot said that Tliva Achli is just to inform her what you did. But by Mefer Beliboy, it works. And this Gemara says Mefer Beliboy doesn't work. Therefore, Tysus, which we don't learn, draws the conclusion that the second shot is the right shot in the Gemara before, not the first shot. But the Rush will try to answer it even according to the first shot. So we're going to learn the Rush now. And then he will bring in Avraham Cohen's Rabbi Mubik, the Rabbi Lazim Emetz. What is this? Oh, you. Okay, I'm sorry. He wrote the Sefer Yoreim. Yes, he is. He's called the Ram. He was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rabbi Yoh was his Talmud. Thank you very much. Good to know. And it doesn't say the years that he lived. I'm sorry, you're going to have to go back and do some more research. But if he was the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, it makes sense that he lived in the 1100s. Okay. Zog Darash. Kayim b'libay kayim, hover b'libay n'mofer. Ki tzarech, shi'ayt ya'afara b'chiv. He has to say that far in his mouth. Mekiyim can be done, meaning the same day. In his mind, he says, I'm being Mekayimit. He decides he's being Mekayim. Now, I just want to point this out because this is a question that comes up all the time. What does Beliboy mean? Beliboy doesn't mean you're turning it over in your mind. It's not that, should I? Maybe I will. That's not Kayim Beliboy. Kayim Beliboy means you decide to be Mekayimit. I'm going to be Mekayimit. You tell yourself, that is Kayim Beliboy, that is Mekoyim. Frech the rush. Lechaira before, Beisil said you can be Mevatel Beliboy and then say Kliva Ochli. According to what I explained, that it's going on Kliva Ochli, it works, right? Because Kliva Ochli works together. It's part of the Hafara process. That is the Rush saying, but that works with the second shot that he said back on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis.
To inform her.
What?
To inform her, right? That's why he says it.
No.
Not to inform her.
No, that it's part of that Hafara process. Okay. Not the first shot where he says it's just information. Now, but Rebbe Lezer Mimitz Perish, right? Perish Hufer Beliboy Hainu Shechoshe Beliboy Shehem Mufer. Right? He learned Shat in his Gemara is differently. That over there, and this works according to the first shot and according to Rebbe Lezer Mimitz's shot. And that is, over there, it works what he thinks in his heart, I am being Mefer. According to the first shot, according to Rebbe Lezer Mimitz, he whispers it and doesn't say it out loud. He whispers it. But he said, it either said it in his mind, definitive decision, or he said it, whispered it, according to Rebbe Lezer Mimitz. Those were the first and third shot, right? Now, I don't have to speak this out. There's no reason for me to speak it out. But this Gemara means he thought he was going to be made for it. That's what it means. Hefer Beliboy means, in his mind, he says to himself, you know what? I think I'm going to be made for it. But he didn't say in his mind, Mufer Lechi. Or he didn't whisper Mufer Lechi. He came to the decision that he plans to be made for it. Zakhtar Rav, Lazim Mitz Perish. Hefer Beliboy means, Hainu Shechishe Beliboy Shehe Mufer. He thought in his heart that he would want to be made for this. Avaloi Omar Beliboy Mufer Lechi. Either according to the first shot, he didn't definitively say, I'm being made for it, in his heart. But say in your heart means to think. But to think those words, Mufer Lechi, or according to Blazim Mitz, he didn't whisper the words, Mufer Lechi. Now the Rush is going to say why he has a problem with it. But according to his shot, that what the Gemara says, Hafer Beliboy Ein Mufer, means he did not think the words Mufer Lechi. Right? That's what the Rush, that's what Blazim Mitz explained. So that means Kayim Lechi means he didn't think the words Kayim Lechi. It has to be analogous. Kayim Lechi works, Mufer Lechi doesn't work. Right? So if Mufer Lechi means that doesn't work means he thinks, I'm going to be made for this, but he didn't think the words Mufer Lechi, didn't think the exact words of Afara. He just thought that he's going to be made for, meaning, I think I'm going to be made for this. I decided I'm going to be made for this, but I didn't think the words Mufer Lechi. So that means Kayim Lechi works without thinking the words Kayim Lechi, because it has to be analogous. So you have to say, according to him, the Kayim Beliboy Kayim means Shechisha Beliboy Lekayim Veshasa Kalayim. Right? He thought he was going to be Mekayim and then kept quiet. Why? Because if he thought he's going to be Mekayim, but he wasn't Mekayim, so why does it work? Again, if you hold that it means he made a decision to, but didn't do it. So what's the difference Kayim and Mufer? Right. He didn't do the words. He didn't say the words. He made a decision. He's going to be made for. So that doesn't work. You have to think Mufer Lechi or say whisper Mufer Lechi. So by Kayim Lechi means he made a decision. He's going to be Mekayim, but he wasn't Mekayim. And that works. Why? But that you have to say that he kept quiet the rest of the day and therefore became Mekuyim by his keeping quiet. Because the Kayim Lechi in his heart, again, let's give the Rush a chance before we jump all over him. The Kayim Lechi in his heart, he did not think Kayim Lechi. He decided he was going to be Mekayim. Like he decided it was going to be Mefer. By Mefer, he didn't do it, it doesn't work. And by Kayim, it does work. Why does it work? He wasn't Mekayim. The answer is because he kept quiet the rest of the day, so automatically Kiyim kicked in. That's what you have to say. That's what the Rush is saying. Right. Now, but that's simple. The problem is he doesn't even have to think he's going to be a Kayim. Even if he's sleeping, he goes to take a nap. It's Mekoyim. Koshke Shasek Mekayim. So why did the Gemara have to say Kayim Lechi works? If Kayim Lechi only works together with keeping quiet the rest of the day, so then I don't need Kayim Lechi. It's keeping quiet. But I got the boy the member. It's just time to contest. You're right. It's not that Kiyim is stronger than Hafara. Kiyim works because the rest of the day takes care of it. Hafara doesn't work because the rest of the day doesn't take care of it. Nothing to do with the Kayach of Kiyim. And therefore, it's just because you want to make an analogous case, so we said that case. But there's no Kiddush in this case. So the rest of the Daichik. That's a Daichik. The Kayim Beliba Kayim Masvid Alta Havim Mikuyim. Because the word Kayim Beliba seems to say it works right away. Then Yochel Ohafer, he can no longer be Mefer. Except Ishi Kemena, the Mashma Miyat Shekayim Mayhavim Mikuyim. The Kayim Ishi Yiferena Miyat Havim Mufer. The word Kayim Lechi works in the Gemara. Kayim Beliba Kayim. To say it only works at the end of the day and there's no Kiddush. That's Pashim Shad. Pashim Shad, the Gemara Kayim Beliba Kayim means works right away. Now, according to Rav Elazar Mimit, that Havra Beliba in Mufer means because you didn't think those words or didn't whisper those words. Right. So then, what's Kayim Beliba? So therefore, the Rosh doesn't like it. Again. So let's review it again. The three pshatim the Gemara before. According to the second pshat, that the Gemara before is insisting on Kliva Achli along with Levi. So then this Gemara reads perfectly. Without Kliva Achli, Beliba doesn't mean anything. According to the first shot, let's go Rav Elazar Mimit's shot. Then over there you have to whisper Hafer Lechi, and we hear Kayim Lechi works, and Mufer Lechi doesn't work, right? So the problem is, what's the difference? Why doesn't it work over here? It does work if you whisper it. So what's Mufer Hafer Beliba in the Mufer? Therefore, you have to say that it means you decided you would, but you weren't. So Kayim Beliba means you decided you would, and then you didn't. So why does it work? Must be because the end of the day. So what do we need this case for? Teretz says, to just make an analogy. The Rosh says that's not what the Gemara means. Kayim Beliba usually means it works right away. Therefore, the Rosh says, I don't like that pshat. And that pshat would work in the first pshat as well. Kayim Beliba, Hafer Beliba means if you think the words. And Kayim Beliba means, again, if you think the words. So Hafer Beliba works too. So Teretz says Hafer Beliba means you didn't think the words. So Kayim Beliba means it works because of Shnika. Again, the same thing. Yes.
It's the first line of the of Elmet says Shashtika Mekemes. Is he repeating this another?
That's what it's saying. There's no Kiddush, but it's only there to make an analogous case. That's exactly what the Rush says Rav Elazar Mimit was
learning. Repeating the first.
Right.
Same
what the Rush doesn't say, I don't want to confuse anybody, is that deciding you're going to be Mekayim is better than deciding you're going to be Mufer. He doesn't offer that. He doesn't say that the Gemara by Kayim Beliba means even if you didn't do the Kiyam but decided you would, automatically it kicks in. So I guess the Rosh holds that's not true.
Because you still can change your mind.
But you can change your mind. Right. Even though you decided you would.
You're leaning that way.
So again, and I use the word decided you would.
Okay. But why would the Rosh disagree with that? The Rosh, back when we're talking about, his first shot was that you did it.
Right. But you said the words Mufer Lechi, and you said the words Kayim Lechi.
And the first shot.
He didn't say a word over there about Kayim. He just talked about Mufer.
No, I mean, that's empty. You didn't say anything.
That's not true. In your heart, you have to say Mufer Lechi. That was his first shot.
In your heart.
But that's, again, that's called the Amira in the Belibai. You're going to have to say that because we insist on language. Right by Hafara, we insist on language. So that means he, in his heart, he said Mufer Lechi. He thought those two words.
The whole shot, first shot is there's no Amira.
is not, see, again, the word Amira is throwing everybody off here. The Rosh over there said, and I'll read it. Where is it?
Talibah is enough, and Amira is just information. You don't really
no, no. Talibah Achli is information.
Yeah.
But he has to, in his heart, say Mufar Lechi.
His heart's not like, I don't think
he didn't say anything.
I don't know. Again, I will we'll try one more time, and I'll try to give an analogy, and everybody will jump on my analogy, but it's fine. When a person says Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, he's supposed to think that the Rebbein Hashem is Adai Nailam, Haya Hay Vaviyah. So those are the words he has to think in any language that he wants to think them. But there is an exact message that has to be said. He can't beat around the bush. There is an exact translation of the word. When he says the word Baruch Atah, he has to have the translation of what Baruch Atah means. He can't beat around the bush. He has to use words in his heart, not saying a word. When he says Baruch Atah, he says Baruch Atah. But the translation of Baruch Atah is in his mind. But they're exact words in his mind. You are the source of blessing. That's how Reb Chaim Volozhiner translates it, right? I'm not getting, no, he doesn't really. The Chinuch translates it that way. But I'm not going to get involved now in Baruch Atah. We're not giving a shiur in Baruch Atah, right? So the Chinuch says it means you are the source of bracha. So in your mind, when you say Baruch Atah, you can't just beat around the bush. You are the source of blessing. There's words to be used. That's called an Amira Belev, to use the exact words. When I want to be made for my wife's Nadarim, I have to say in my mind, Mufar Lechi, I'm being made for your Nadarim. Not, I want to be made for your Nadarim. Not that I'm thinking about being made for Nadarim. In my mind, I have to say to myself, I'm being made for her Nadarim. I am doing that now. So there are words to be used. So the Gemara calls that an Amira. Amira Belev. Okay, so what's bothering everybody else is we wouldn't use the word Amira. We would use the word Machshava.
Yeah.
Okay, the Gemara seems to be very comfortable with the use of an exact word in your heart.
Case with Havaya, that's between Hashem and you.
You know, it's always between Hashem and you.
No. This is between the man and his
wife.
Yafa, she's a lady. Here it's between you and your wife. That's
not true. I'm doing a nice Afara that works. That's my kayak that the Rebbein Hashem endowed me with. Anyway, that's the shot. Okay, Dr. Gemara.
I would point out that there is a problem in your analogy, which is...
I said when I started, Dr. Schwab, everybody will tell me how my analogy is no good. I'm really not interested in hearing why my analogy is not good. I just wanted to prove the concept of words being thought exact words.
Matter.
Right. As Dr. Schwab always says, words matter.
This is actually a conversation you and I had at the beginning of the Durham. But there's the riff in Anyakov, there are a number of other things. So you have to say that in terms of Baruch Atah, it is more in inchoate, but you have to go at a deeper level. But other than that, definitely Mefer is something which is explicit, which is a different level of consciousness.
Okay, again, I just wanted to show the concept. That's all I wanted to do. I made the Hakdama when I started.
Wanted to let you know I'm here.
Okay. I see your name on the screen. No, I don't anymore. That's because others are on as well.
He just was talking.
Okay. Zabdi Gemara Vaiter. So anyway, back to the Braisa. So Habibli made a buffer. Kayim and Yachal Hafer. Once he's Mekayim, he can't be Mefer. Hafer and Yachal Kayim. By the way, Kayim and Yachal Hafer, the Gemara will challenge that slightly later on. But at this point, you're Mekayim, it's over. You're Mefer, it's over. Ptani, but the Braisa started off, Shashtika Mekayemes. Keeping quiet is Mekayim. The Gemara's Havamin is, no matter what you're thinking, why you're keeping quiet, but you are keeping quiet. My love, Bishaitzik Amanas Lameka. Even though the reason of your keeping quiet is negative, you're doing it for a negative purpose of getting your wife upset, right? So that's still considered a shtika. The bottom line is, you are keeping quiet. It's a riot, not like Rav Chanina. And for the Gemara, Loi B'Shaitzik Amanas L'Kayim. You're keeping quiet in order to make it work. Your intention is, I want to be Mekayim. So isn't that Kayim Belibai? Meaning that the Rush will explain that in your mind you're saying, I'm being Mekayim. You're thinking, I'm going to make a decision later on. There is no, I am Mekayim. There is no, I am being Mekayim. I'm keeping quiet to anger her. I'm keeping quiet because I didn't decide yet. Or because I didn't think about it yet. Whatever you're holding at. And the Mishnah is telling me, if you don't make a decision, the decision happens automatically. That's what the Bryce is telling me. Zuck the Rash, Zuck the Rash. Hainu Kayim Belibay. Salkadaito. The Mishimhochi Turits. This is why we answered. He changes it. The Mashatirits. Loi. Shasak Amanas Likayim. We now think that when the Gemara answered, no, he kept quiet, I'm a Naslikayim. Hainu Sha'amar Beliboy Kayim Lazi. That in his heart he thought those words. Babi Matilishluya Bishaisik I'm a Naslikayim Kamina. Gemara could have answered, you didn't say those words. You're planning to say those words. You decided to be Mekayimit, but you didn't think the words Kayim Lazi. Working with the Rash before that says Kayim Lazi means you have to think those words. The Gemara didn't want to get involved. It just wanted to say that sometimes keeping quiet is a kiyum. Inami, hainu de karmel lebishaisik stam. That's what the Gemara meant in the answer. The shaisik of anas lekayim karmel lebishaisik. You decide to be mekayim, but you weren't mekayim in your heart. That's called shaisik stam. The gabi klape hecha damer b'li mekayim lechi. Meaning, it's like karmel. It's different than saying the words kayim lechi. In your heart, if you say Kayim Lechi Mekoyim. In your heart, if you plan to be Mekayim, that's Shaisik Stam. Like the Rush spoke out before.
But he was Mekayim in his heart, 100%.
He said the words Kayim Lechi?
His heart.
That works.
And so there's no way, and he still is Yom Shomo, there's no way he can win run.
There is a way, but we'll get there in a few minutes. In fact, not so long, like right now. Zabdi Gemara.
Is Inami just...
Inami is saying that's what the Gemara meant in the answer. That's all. But, it's included in the answer.
But what is, then what does Stam mean, according to the first before
you know? Stam means either one of the two ways. Either Stam means you had no thought, you didn't make up your mind yet, or Stam means you made up your mind to be Mekayim, but you didn't do it.
So you have to wait till the end of the day, and then it happens?
Yes. That's what Rush said in the last Rush. That thinking to be Mekayim is not a Kiyam. Just like thinking to be Mefer is not a Hafara.
It's not worth it. Okay.
Which was his problem with her blessing in Mithras.
Okay.
Askechan. Now, did you notice the Rush only brought half the equation? Rush just started off saying, Hakama is more strict than Hafara. And Hafara is more strict than Hakama. And it only brought you one half. In fact, the Gemara asks, right, we found the one how Akama is more strict than Afara. Where is Menolon? Is the wrong word that Mefarshim say. It means to say, what is it? It doesn't mean where we know it from.
Right.
We don't even know what it is. It's supposed to say the Bach might even change it. No, he doesn't. But the Mefarshim speak out that Nadorim does that sometimes. It says words that it's not exact translation of what we want to know.
All the things. Nadorim.
I know, it's interesting. But Lashon Nedarim Kachi, we try to say that all the time. And for the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nishalom ala hekem ve nishalom ala hafer. You can remove your akama, and you can't remove your hafara. We had this earlier in the Masechta. You can say you're the wife, either explicitly or in your heart, I'm being Mekayimit. And then go to Bezin and say, I changed my mind. I wish I never was Mekayimit. Or I was Mekayimit because I thought my father-in-law was in town. But now I chap that my father-in-law is not in town. I want to remove my akama. It's like an edit. And you can remove it and then be made for it. So to answer your question, is there any way you can remove it after you thought Kayim Lechi? The same way you can remove it if you said Kayim Lechi. You can remove it. Hakama can be removed. That's what the Gemara is saying. Hafara is not an edit. That's the difference. Hakama is my seconding an edit. So it becomes like I am a Kabbalah myself. It's like I accepted to go along with an eder. Hafara is canceling. It's not like I just voided it. And voiding cannot be removed. That's not halacha. Dr. Rush. No rush. Yes. You look troubled.
It's hard to say because the far is so much easier. I would think there's more ways of getting changing it. One's the Wafreya, one's on the Kamwaba.
Adarabha. That's exactly it. Why can I remove a netter? I have the power to remove a netter that can never happen. So when I second the netter, I can remove the second thing like it never happened. Hafara is saying it's gone. You can't remove and it's gone. It's gone.
Can't put it back.
Can't put it back. You destroy something, it's gone. You can't, if it's here, you can remove it. If it's not here, it's not reinventable.
It's like poof.
Exactly. Dr. Gemara, right.
Have you ever had can a fora be done? Can we have that by a fora? It can be done. You show.
No, there's no din in a fora. There's no shaykhs to a bezin. No, of course not. There's no reason to have a havamina. He's not a dayan. He's a husband. He's a husband. He's acting like a husband. He's not acting like a removal. He's not empowered by the Torah to have powers of removal. He's a husband who controls his wife's nedarim. Limited, by the way. You can remove any neder. Not really, but almost every neder. Machaikin Afar is only an Inu Nefesh, only a Beina and Lebeina, and we will see Mepicharim tomorrow that it's not equal. Inu Nefesh and Beinoi Lebeinah. There are different rules of Afara that apply to each of them. Meretz Hashem, as we enter Perek Yud Aleph, Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Zatik Ma'avayt. Masiv Rav Kahana. We're back to Rav Chanina, who said that you can keep quiet. Amanas l'hak l'meikai. So Rav Kahana asked the following question. Im hachres yachres la'isha. Her husband keeps quiet. B'shoisik amanas l'meikai hakasim medaber. Zok de Brisa, that keeping quiet is talking about, that he's keeping quiet to anger her. The Brisa is explicitly saying that even if he's keeping quiet for angering her, the neder is mekuyim at the end of the day. The machlus yadish l'isha m'yayim m'yayim, the kamu kol n'derev v'chol ha'sereh ha'sharasra ha'nafsi yagumu. The pasuk saying that the darn work, and the Brisa is translating it to mean, the shaitzer of an asla mekat. And the Brisa asks, Ayayna b'shaitzer of an asla kayim. Maybe it's not for that reason. Maybe he's keeping quiet because he decided to let it go. Shuaima ki hechrishla. The pasuk ends, I call it, Hekim, I said, ki hechrishla b'yayim shamayim. Why did the Torah have to say that? It just said, Hakrish, hechrishla isha. So why did it have to repeat at the end of the pasuk, ki hechrishla b'yayim shamayim? So that part already told me about the guy that's keeping quiet in a positive way. So why did the Torah say it again? No matter what reason, it keeps quiet. Shufta, it slugs up. It slugs up Reb Chanina. Frek the Gemara, what's shot in the Brisa? There's three ways to keep quiet. Amanas l'kayim. Amanas l'meikat, and stam. So maybe the Torah stam means you had no thought, you didn't decide. So maybe one pasuk yehachris law is when you keep quiet because you wanted to be mekayim, and the other pasuk is when you kept quiet for no reason, no decision. Frek the Gemara, this is a kash on the bride stuff. Frek the Gemara, v'lukam ha b'shaisik amanas l'kayim ha b'shaisik stam. Why do we say that they have an extra pasuk, so we say even if it's to get her angry. Maybe the extra pasuk is not for that. Maybe the extra pasuk is stam. And enoch inami amanas l'meikat, he could be made for 5 days later. So to Gemara, kroy yisei rikshivi, hachresh, yachresh. There's three hachreshes in that pasuk. Yehachresh labi yad shamay, hachresh, yachresh. Okay, one is Amanas L'Kayim, one is Stam, so what is the third one for? Amanas L'Mekat. So even though the Brisa didn't speak it out, That's the pshat in the brayse. Rush. Meluki habishaisik amenas lekayim habishaisik stam. A brayse kaparach. This has nothing to do with Reb Chanina. This is a kasha of the brayse. The brayse has said not like Reb Chanina. Like it or don't like it, the brayse has said it. Now we're just asking the question on the brayse. Even the lekha otrei koi menolon lemutya amenas lemeka. Look him club and mistaber. Why don't we go to the next step? Don't jump two steps. Mishani koi yisayrik sibi bimhachresh yachresh. Dr. Haley Gigamara Geiter. Masiv Rava. Now we're going to ask another question. And the Rishayim speak out, and this is a rule in Shas, that many times we slow somebody up and then we pile it on. Why are we piling on? You proved your point. You slugged them up. Now the Gemara is going to be one more kasha and another kasha. Hello. Like, you know, we got it. Why are we piling on? So the answer is the Rishayim speak out. That sometimes later on you might find that this price is a mistake. Now there's something questionable about the price. So we always try to find more price. On a Mishnah, I don't think we ever do that. When we slug up somebody from a Mishnah, first of all, it will almost never happen because Amora 101 is that you know all the Mishnayas. But Roam, we're not obligated to know all prices. They didn't. But you can't be an Amora if you don't know all Mishnahs. So very rarely will you find a Mishnah, if ever, that slugs up an Amira. Every Amira has gotten every Mishnah. But Bryces, we slug up Amira constantly. So because they didn't know the Bryce. But what happens if you find later on that this Bryce is mistaken? Because some Bryces are mistaken. So therefore, we bring as many as we can to make sure that if one's questionable, they have a next one and a next one. So that's not called piling on. It's to prove that don't build the slug up only on one brisa. We do that sometimes. But in the back of our minds, we realize that maybe we'll find out one day that the brisa was a mistake. Zakti Gemara Baita, Masiv Rava, Nodrim Chashecha, the Mishnah said that if a woman makes a netter right before Shkia, he better be made for right away before it turns dark. Because if he didn't do that for it and it turned dark, any other lover, he won't be able to be made for anymore. Am I? Why in his mind he's planning to be made for? Why did you have to rush that for? If he's planning to be made for, so why can't he delay it? She makes the netter, he decides he's going to be made for. But meanwhile, he wants to take care of Shalashuddhas. Why can't he be made for afterwards? It doesn't have to be made. The Mishnah says, this is a Mishnah, if you're not made for right away, it's over. What do you mean? I plan to be made for. Something Gemara is Chufta. It's another Chufta. Interesting that this is a Mishnah, we don't try to get out of it. Usually we do. So trashy. But my, the heavy, he didn't have time to be made for. Or he's busy with Chalashuddhas. We died till the Hufra, I might have a kiyam. Why is it a kiyam? So chufta. Next kasha. Masir Ravashi. Yodei ani shiesh nadarim. Exactly. I don't know. It's very unusual that we leave a Mishnah as a chufta. Very unusual. Masir Ravashi. I know this is a Mishnah that says, the husband says, this is a Mishnah that comes up in the 11th parak, I knew there was Nadarim, the husband comes to the rabbi a week after his wife met her. He said, you know, somebody told me in Seoul that I had the right to cancel my wife's Nadarim. I never knew it. I wasn't in school for Parshas Matos. I never learned that halacha. I just found out that I could have been made for my wife's nedarim a week ago. I knew she made a netter. I know the concept of netter, but I never knew my rights. The halacha is yafir. That's considered Yom Shamay, the day he finds out that he can be made for, and he can be made for. That's the halacha. However, right. What if he said, you know, I knew I had a fara, but I didn't think this netter fit into the category. I didn't know this was inri nefesh. I knew I have a right of Afara, but in my mind, I had this, I thought it over, and I said, I don't, this is not in my cat. Now, I just found out from my Chavrusa that this is Inui Nefesh, because we're going to see all kinds of machlokes of what Inui Nefesh is. And I just found out from my Chavrusa that this is Inui Nefesh, so I want to be Mefer. So Remeir says, too late. You knew it was a netter, you should have been Mefer. Then find out afterwards whether you did the right thing or not. But you weren't Mefer, so it's too bad. Ah, you didn't know? I hate to break the news to you. You knew there was an Adarim, and you knew that you could be Mefer. You just didn't know you could be Mefer this netter. That's not enough to say it's not Yad Shammai. Now, by my life, you can try to ask him, why according to Remeir? He wanted to be Mefer, he just didn't do it. So why is that different than keeping quiet in order to be Mefer? Dr. Rush. Any day is Yeshlam Afir. The Lama Chabal Yokal Ofer Nidriyista. He never learned it. Yafir Achakabi Yamim. The Stikasar Lahabi Kiyam. His keeping quiet is not a Kiyam. Even though Yadish should be other lover. He never knew he had the power. Ava any day she said that there. The Yadish and Edis Zash Inri Nefesh. That's one way. Oy Lo Yadish it's feast of Ice Indians who Nikra Netter. He didn't think what she did qualified to be a netter. The way she expressed it, he said, I don't even have to be made for this. It's like nothing. Right? Like I told Ramesha yesterday that if a guy says he's going somewhere, it's not a netter. So a guy heard his wife say she's going to Eretz Yisroel. That might be a dry mitzvah. It depends whose money it is. Right? He said he heard her going, she's going to New York. And he didn't think he had to be made for it. Big deal. So she said she's going. Who cares? But meanwhile, she had said it in a way that it was a netter. So then he didn't think it was a netter. Now he found out it was. Remeir Amar Lo Yafer. The Kibin Shiyadish Yes Mafirin Karina Bey Vehechrush Lo Biyad Shamay. That's called Vehechrush Lo. Rabbanan Sarvi Kibin Lo Yada Shiyesh Bahadir Yada Lo Hafer Neder Zeh. He didn't know he could be made for this very neder. Oishay Tzarek Hafara. Like Karina Bey Vehechrush Lo Biyad Shamay. We don't call it Vehechrush Lo Biyad Shamay. That might. Vehevik Yishay Tzikam and Aslam Eikat. He wants to cancel it. Any day should be under the offer. Why is that different than keeping quiet to anger your wife? Rabbanan don't argue on the concept that keeping quiet to anger is not considered hafara, because they're just arguing whether that's called hekri shlavi yachshavai. Elo the shavi lavi shmiyaklau. Rush is trying to say, don't say to Rabbanan are like Rav Chanina. That's not the reason they argue. They're not saying it's hafara because you kept quiet for the right reason. They're saying you never knew you could be mefer. Chufta from three places. Hadra loch nara marasa. Hadra loch nara marasa. Hadra loch nara marasa. The elu nadarim shu mefer. And finally, going into the Gemara is going to tell you, what can a husband or a father be mefer? Now, it's going to be talking about husband. But the same, I mentioned this a few times in the last almost, you know, I don't know, it's a year, 9 months, that there's a machlokes rishonim whether a father is limited or not. The Gemara only mentions limitations on a husband. Beinah lebeinah.
The Pasuk says it, no?
The Pasuk says beinah lebeinah, I know. But it only says it, again, the limitation of inui nefesh is written by a husband. Most, again, here I go and start counting, I didn't. A lot of Rishonim learned that whatever applies to a husband applies to a father. There are no differences. His rights are as limited as a husband's rights. The Rambam holds that a father has no limitations under the Dharma he can be made for. But since we're learning, what?
Rambam.
The Rambam
holds
full rights. He is not limited to Inui Nefesh and Afar and Beinu Elabeinu. The Pasuk writes, Lanoi Snafesh, it's always talking about a husband. Never says the word Lanoi Snafesh by a father.
It's always going to go look cool. There's no side to say, Inui Nefesh, was there another way of, is his father ever worse?
No.
Okay.
Now, the problem with the Rambam is, just mention it, the Sufri says they're equal. So how can a Rambam argue that it's a free? So the Achleinim say a very interesting answer, and that's why I'm speaking it out. An Aris and a father, since the Aris is limited, and the father is a partner, can't be any better. So he can't be mefer. Those Nadarim and Aris can't be mefer. So the Rambam learns that Zafri is talking about an Arusa and our father. When they do it b'shutfas, the father has the limitations that his partner has. But Enoch Inami, before she became an Arusa, the father has no limitations. All the other Rishayim bring the Rishayim that bring the Safri are learning the Safri is saying every time a father. The Rambam will learn the Safri is talking about a case when he's partners with the husband, and the husband's limitations make limitations on him. That's an interesting tariff. I just thought it was cute.
Clarify. Inui Nefesh.
We're going to have blot after blot about what Inui Nefesh is. There's going to be big machloikas tanoims what Inui Nefesh is. And I'm going to hear a lot of comments here. Huh? That's not Inui Nefesh. That is Inui Nefesh. That's why we do the Gemara. The Gemara should decide what Inui Nefesh is.
What we're saying about the equality of the father and the husband, is Inui Nefesh for the father's Inui Nefesh?
No. Inui Nefesh does not mean for the husband. Inui Nefesh is for the person who made the Nadarim. The husband has a right to be made for the Nadarim that are painful for his wife.
Oh, her Inui Nefesh?
Yes.
That's
Beinoy LeBeinah.
Okay.
If it has impact on him, that's Beinoy LeBeinah. For instance, if she makes the Nadarim about their relationship, he doesn't need Inui Nefesh. It's Beinoy LeBeinah. It affects their relationship. If she makes the Nadarim not to eat apples, that's not Beinoy LeBeinah. What difference does it make to him whether she eats apples or not? Unless he's a health conscious guy that needs his wife to get vitamin A or whatever vitamin comes with.
Does the father have that requirement also?
What?
The fireman have Beinoy LeBeinah with the father's daughter?
Yes.
No.
If she makes a netter, never look in his face.
Or not to go to his father's house.
Not to go to father's house.
Interesting to note is the only. Mm-hmm. Only compare the two, they're heirs, right?
That's the Rambam.
I want to explain it. I like the Rambam.
Tomorrow I'll get a paper about the Rambam. By the way, the Rambam was a Talmud of the Rima Gash. Yeah, you can bring a paper in tomorrow also.
I tried to find pictures. They didn't have it.
Of the Rambam, you can find the picture.
No, okay.
You know why? Because they have a statue of the Rambam in Cordova. They put up a statue of Maimonides in Cordova. We're assuming, I don't know when they put that statue up, whether it's had any resemblance to the way he looked. So all the pictures you see of the Rambam and your sukkah decorations are the same picture because they're based on that. The other ones they make up, so you can make one up too.
Rashi
said. Of course, how do you have a picture of Rashi?
I don't know.
They didn't have a picture. Somebody decided Rashi looks like this. You can decide that Rashi looks the other way.
I was so upset about having a wine called Rashi.
Because he was a vineyard. He was a
vintner.
That's why.
George
is vintner?
Vintner.
He was a vintner. So was Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know why the riff was like a Fassi. I even saw wine once from Rabbi Kibager. I don't know what in the world they want from Rabbi Kibager's wife. You know what I mean?
And what I was saying is that before he has all the rishus to be made in everything, right? So how about by the suin?
He has no rights.
No.
Father loses all.
For the ball.
No, it says beferish not. It says lahane suffish there.
Even
by the suin, that's it.
That's why no one asked.
Okay, that's good. That's why no one asked. Exactly. The passage says not that way. By the way, if somebody wants to drink from Kibager, he doesn't have to have wine. He can open up Trubas from Kibager and drink it.
so when they do it for Shutfus, but during Arison, she wants to say, I don't go to my father's house, and he agrees with her. He's Mekayim, the father, the husband.
She doesn't get it.
Mekayim. I'm not going to Shmer's house.
Elvin Adarim, Shehu Mefer. Devarim Shehad Bem Inri Nefesh. Now, it doesn't mention Beinoy LeBeina, and the Gemara is going to be bothered by that. Zok the Rush, Elu Nadarim Shu Mefer, notice the Rush. Av, I bow. The Rush equates them. She has them in her nefesh. The Siv, Ko Nadir Bechol Shvua Yisr L'Anais Nefesh. Any Nadir or Shvua that afflict a soul, Yisr Yitimena, Yisr Yifarena. Says it by husband. Wadim La'av Kudu Nishinim B'Safri. Ko Nadir Bechol Shvua Yisr, the Safri says, period. Ben Av L'Ishtai, Ben Ishtai, Ben Ishtai, Ben Av L'Bitai. Makish av labau. Safri learns it out of a hekish. Ma bau ain't a mefer nidri evesh. So the Sifri makes a drasha to equate the two.
That's going to everyone?
Not going to everyone. I'm going to Rambam. He's the Rosh. We're not learning Rambam today. I mentioned it. I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Why did it do it? It's good knowledge.
Beautiful. That's why I mentioned it. Right. Im erchat v'moy erchat. Now, this doesn't make any sense because it doesn't sound like me a netter. It just says if I bathe or not bathe. Now, what happens if you bathe or don't bathe? Dr. Rosh, he's very bothered by it. He says, the Gemara Mefarish, the Gemara is going to have to explain what these words mean. She said, if I bathe, if you bathe what? If you don't bathe, what are the consequences? What was the netter? Doesn't say.
Sounds like a tnai mean.
Isn't that what it means?
Yeah.
Okay. Im eskashet, if I adorn myself, I guess that's the word. What does he say? Adorn. Im lo eskashet. Again, it doesn't explain. Amar Rabbi Yaisi. Ein elu nidri in nefesh. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. We don't know what the Tanakhama said, but whatever the Tanakhama said, Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. These are not in nefesh. The elu ein nidri in nefesh. Dr. Rush, what is Dr. Rabbi Yaisi? What is the in nefesh? Amar kainim peris oilam alai. She said, I ban all the fruits of the world to me. Harzei yachol ha'afer. Because that afflicts people. You can't live without eating produce. Peris oilam means produce. And Paris Medina zu alai, Yavin la Medina acheres. If he bans eat from a certain country, so there's not an eating effort, so she won't eat the fruit from Illinois.
No.
So I'm not finished. So the Mefshainim speak out that it's only if it's not the country they live in. Because if it's the country they live in, we're going to see in a moment that it can be made for. We'll see in a moment, so we have to give the commissioner a chance. He has the ability to bring him in Medina Acheres, so it's not Inu Nefesh.
It costs him more.
We're going to try to. That's why we're going to learn the rest of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is so smart that it answers your questions.
No, it's not anymore. Not after what.
Okay, here we go. Paris Chemvin is a lie. Any yachal offer, go to a different store. But what happens if that store gives him credit and the other store doesn't give him credit? So he's going to lose money because he's going to have to go to a different store. Harzei yachal, because you can't ask the husband to provide his wife at a greater expense. Therefore, it's inri nefesh, because he has to go to that store. It's cheaper. And therefore, if she bans herself from that. Now, here goes the Mishainim, or that way I know who was, compare it to the case before. If she bans the produce from Ohio, assuming that Ohio produce is cheaper in Cleveland, I don't think so, but let's say it is. So then he has a right to say, it's very nice of you, but to bring it in from Illinois costs me more. Then she can be made for. But if she bans the Paris from Pennsylvania, so bring it in from Indiana. What difference does it make? It's both imported. They both have the 25% tariff. So it doesn't make a difference. How today, by the way. They both have the 25% tariff. So who cares? Zak Dirash. Im loy haitse panasasi mi elo mi menu. Shehu maminai achi arviach v'yifraloi. Because that guy trusts him till he makes money and can pay him. That's called credit. The store allows you to charge because they trust you'll pay. That's what credit means. This store gives him credit.
It doesn't mean he's not going to pay. Right.
But the other store doesn't trust them. They say, we want cash. COD.
Right now, Ungers is not taking
account. There's no credit.
No, they're changing their system, so everybody has to pay their credit card.
Oh, you have to pay?
Yeah. No, they're not taking. Okay,
we will stop over here before we get a comment. Do you want to stop the recording? How do I stop the recording?
Click here. That's not why.